This disc, Organize Yourself for a Better Life, is a 60-minute discussion about what you can do to organize yourself to have a happier and better life. One of the things that I've noticed about organization is that people who are organized and have their stuff together generally are more relaxed, sleep better at night, and have a better life. What has intrigued me about it is, whether it's in business or in personal life, so many people resist this because they think it's a sign of being not that creative, not that smart, and it's a burden upon them to be organized. What they often miss is that one reason they're distressed is that they're constantly like a person trying to chase a train that's left the station. Then I looked a little deeper into it, and I realized in talking to various therapists and psychiatrists that none of them had a client that wasn't sloppy and or was on time. In other words, every client that was having problems generally was sloppy. That doesn't mean unclean, but it means sloppy, and was late for many things. Now, the therapist and the psychiatrist went into long paroxysms of pain about why this was true and that it really wasn't what I thought it was. But what intrigued me about it was they all admitted that they didn't have any clients and never had a client that was on time and organized. It was an interesting point. So the benefit of being organized is not just to have your shoes in the right rack or to have the right amount of milk in the refrigerator, or to be on time for an appointment to see Aunt Jane. The benefit is for yourself. You go to bed, you've done what you can do, and you move on. Harry Truman is famous for this because he was often asked, well, when you go to bed, don't you worry about stuff? And he says, no, I did all I could do, and tomorrow's another day. And I think